Back at it again. So I've come to recognize a couple of things, and I'll kind of give a little context before I jump into what I want to talk about. I was watching a documentary, a French documentary, on YouTube. It was kind of like this news story style thing. It's similar to what I watched a couple months back about Seattle, done by a radio host and all that jazz. And it talked about how in the richest country in the world, the French documentary talked about how in the richest country in the world, there's still a very large amount of poverty, a large amount of lack, a large amount of people being homeless, sleeping in their cars, all that sort of stuff. And it went through different areas, went through Los Angeles, San Jose, Richmond, Virginia, Appalachias, a lot of things. One of the things that struck out at me, though, that really mentioned it forcefully, was when one lady who was living out of her car, she talked about that she still had things that made her feel human. And by things, I mean like little, I don't know if the amenities would be the right word, but she had a car to sleep in. She had, like, you know, something of a roof over her head via the car and the bed that she made up in her car. She had a gym membership because she was still working, and that's, I think, one of the most pervasive forms of homelessness we're seeing now in our country. A lot of working people they have jobs, they are making money, but they just can't afford the expensive rent and the cost of living that a lot of major cities require. And one of the things she mentioned that she was still grateful for kind of those little things that she had, you know, for her car, for her gym membership that allowed her to work out and kind of keep going. She was grateful to have work, to have a job. And that was one of the things I noticed throughout that whole documentary. Like, even these people were facing crippling poverty and genuine lack of housing, a lack of food in some cases, and the way that they were, especially one of the last guys, where he was a college student, but he talked about, like, he didn't want to think of himself as homeless, and this is a very important thing, and I'll outline that in a second. He didn't think of himself as homeless. He thought of himself as a nomad student, one of those two. So I think for me, that's one of the things that really hit home. This sense of gratitude and the sense of seeing life as an adventure, you know? And I think that's something that we as a whole have come to not exactly embrace. And it's something that's become necessary to embrace. It's something that, you know, even if we're not where we want to be, even if we're not at the quote-unquote normal level, even if we're not at the place we desire, I think the one thing that can fit all of us and can make sure that, you know, we're all right is a sense of gratitude. It's a sense of looking at things as an adventure. It's the sense of, you know what, I got pants on my ass, shoes on my feet, I got a jacket, I, you know, ate today, or had a cup of coffee today, I have a job. You know, and those are things that I learned via my own experience, you know. I learned to be grateful, and in an odd way, I kind of forced myself to be grateful, you know. Because I saw people who had so much less than I did, you know. I saw people who had not even close to what I have or had had. And I think the way that I overcame those difficult events was seeing life as an adventure. And it's something I have to remind myself every now and then, whenever things, you know, go wrong or go right, and, like, life is an adventure, you know? Things are new, you know? And I'm attempting to do certain things for a certain purpose. And that's why I do the things that I do. That's why I'll work that extra shift and things like that. You know, economic reasons and all that jazz. And I'll give another quick example for my own sake. I'm the type of person that I will wear my shoes out until it's literally, like, worn to the nub. With my shoes lately, you know, I had my shoes, and I wore the hell out of them almost nonstop since, I want to say, January. And I just kept pounding pavement, you know, like I always do, moving, walking, doing almost everything in them, including playing soccer at one point, which was hilarious. you know, they finally, old shoes finally gave in, you know, sole broke apart and all that. And I was grateful I managed to find a pretty solid replacement. And, you know, as I'm walking in the rain right now, they're waterproof, pretty solid sneakers. They're Levi's, it says, which is probably why it was $19.99. I'm grateful for it, you know. I'm grateful I have these, you know. Shoes that fit. Grateful I got a shirt and tie. Grateful I know how to tie a tie. Grateful for my jacket. I'm grateful for this little mini radio I have called a cell phone. You know, I tend to be dismayed about the state of the modern world. I tend to be very angered at the genuine injustice I see, all the while the majority of people that claim to want to change things really don't. They just want to make it nice or placate a certain group or, dance around the real problem. Or worse, just replace it with a similar system, but with them in charge. But again, those are all stories for a different day. I know this whole thing sounds like some, you know, woo-woo, new-age stuff, but I distinctly remember, you know, I prayed to my gods, and I started changing my mind in a strange way. And this is something I'm drawing parallels to, and I'm trying to bring that mentality back just because, you know, if it got me through, you know, pretty rough time in my life, it can get me through anything. You know, seeing life as an adventure. Always telling myself to keep going because there was always something around the corner. And rest is a weapon, you know, that you can use against the growing entropy that this world brings upon you. Against this sort of constant grinding of sorts that this modern world likes to do to you. But gratitude is an absolute necessity, you know? Because I've seen many a rich man, many, many rich men. They'll have thousands in the bank, or hundreds of thousands, or whatever. They'll have, you know, the fanciest car, a big house, a good-looking wife, whether natural or through surgery. And they're unhappy. They're unhappy because they went after the things that they thought would make them happy. And only to find that it was just all material possessions. Yes, including the wife. and I found the some of the poorest people, you know, they struggle, it hurts, they keep going, you know. And I don't say all this relentless positivity out of a sense of, oh, everything's going to be joyful, chipper, and wonderful. I'm not in this Panglossian mentality of living all the best of all possible worlds. No, I think we take the broken pieces of the world that we're living in and we do our best with whatever we have. We keep going as best we can. You know, I think that you have to find, I'm going to paraphrase an X-Men movie here, one of the more recent ones. You have to find that state between tranquility and rage. You need that passion, that anger, that fire that certain types of rage can bring you. But you need the tranquility, the calm head, to recognize and to remain lucid and clear in the state of that passion. When I talk about emotional continence, or when I see it around me, rather, I notice that it's a sense of people just vomiting their emotions, people getting too consumed up by their passion, by their fire. Or I'll see the other end, where people are just, you know, walking mathematical stick figures, you know, always a figure here, a number there, this thing will work in this way if we put this number there. And they're always surprised whenever the numbers don't add up. That's probably where the phrase cooking the books came from. Because people want the numbers to match up, and they'll do damn near anything to make sure it does. So again, it's not a both. It's not a question of extrovert versus introvert. There's going to be times where you're very excited and happy to be around your friends, and there's going to be times where you need time to step away and get your head together. think our, you know, our attempts at putting everything in boxes, our attempts at attempting to complicate life, and God's know we all complicate life in our own way, one form or another. Humans like to make things more complicated than they have to be, especially when it comes to relationships, but the ardent reality is to recognize that if you're a man, you're the prize. If you're a woman, you're trying to get the prize. There is a way, a path, and a purpose to go for. What that is up to you. I'll let you think about that for now. I'll be around.